Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're focusing on the Advent season, preparing for Jesus. We are still in Luke chapter 1. So much there. Luke chapter 1, 39 through 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." After the angel Gabriel told Mary that she was to be with child, that she would be with child, she hurried to see her cousin. Elizabeth was her cousin. Gabriel had told Mary that Elizabeth was going to have a baby in her old age, and Mary went to see Elizabeth for confirmation. Gabriel said Elizabeth was 6 months along, so the pregnancy would be evident. Mary needed to see with her own eyes that the person who had been unable to conceive was well past childbearing years, that person, Elizabeth, was with child. If God could perform a miracle with Elizabeth, a virgin birth wasn't out of the question. When Mary arrived, she saw the proof. Elizabeth's baby leaped in her womb, Elizabeth said. And filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth proclaimed that Mary was blessed and would be the mother of the Lord. When God calls us to do great things, he gives us proof that he's at work. I'm going to say that again. When God calls us to do great things, he gives us proof that he's at work. In the Old Testament, he proved himself to Moses, Joshua, and Gideon. In the New Testament, he proved himself to the disciples and Paul on the road to Damascus. God seldom calls us to step out with blind faith. He graciously demonstrates that he's at work and his word is true. He did it for Mary. He did it for Elizabeth. He'll do it for you. Father, thank you for providing the truth I need to follow hard after you and to do the things you're calling me to do. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So parents, share with your children a time when God provided proof for something he was calling you to do. Maybe it was a job change. Maybe when you and your husband or wife got married, maybe it was a certain thing that God called you to do regarding a church or service. But share with your children a time when God provided proof for something he was calling you to do. We'd love to hear your proof story. That'd be so encouraging to other people. Send it to us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.